Crooked Letter, Crooked Letter by Tom Franklin. About the book. In the 1970s, Larry Ott and Silas 32 Jones were boyhood pals in a small town in rural Mississippi. Their worlds were as different as night and day. Larry was the child of lower middle class white parents, and Silas the son of a poor black single mother. But then Larry took a girl to a drive-in movie and she was never seen or heard from again. He never confessed and was never charged. More than 20 years have passed. Larry lives a solitary, shunned existence, never able to rise above the whispers of suspicion. Silas has become the town constable, and now another girl has disappeared, forcing two men who once called each other friend to confront a past they've buried for decades. About the author. Tom Franklin was born and raised in Dickinson, Alabama. He held various jobs as a struggling writer living in South Alabama, including working as a heavy equipment operator in a grit factory, a construction inspector in a chemical plant, and a clerk in a hospital morgue. In 1997, he received his MFA from the University of Arkansas. His first book, Poachers, was named as a best first book of fiction by Esquire, and Franklin received a 1999 Edgar Award for the title story. Franklin has published two novels, Hell at the Breach, published in 2003, and Smunk, published in 2006. The recipient of the 2001 Guggenheim Fellowship, Franklin now teaches in the University of Mississippi's MFA program and lives in Oxford, Mississippi with his wife, the poet Beth Ann Fennelly, and their children. Reviews. Publishers Weekly. Franklin's third novel, After Smunk, is a meandering tale of an unlikely friendship marred by crime and racial strain in small-town Mississippi. Silas Jones and Larry Ott have known each other since their late 1970s childhood, when Silas lived with his mother in a cabin on land owned by Larry's father. At school, they could barely acknowledge one another, Silas being black and Larry white, but they secretly formed a bond, hunting, fishing, and just being boys in the woods. When a girl goes missing after going on a date with Larry, he is permanently marked as dangerous despite the lack of evidence linking him to her disappearance, and the two boys go their separate ways. 25 years later, Silas is the local constable, and when another girl disappears, Larry, an auto mechanic with few customers and fewer friends, is once again a person of interest. The southern atmosphere is rich, but while this novel has the makings of an engaging crime drama, the language shifting from present to past, the tedious tangential yarns, and the heavy-handed reveal at the end generate far more fizz than pop. Princeton Book Review. There is a great sense of place and exceptional character development in this mystery. Set in Mississippi, it's a story of prejudice and social inequity. Although the central theme is the mystery of what happened to two missing girls, the heart of the book is the inner struggles of the two main characters, Larry Ott and Silas Jones, who shared a childhood friendship and whose lives went different directions. Both are well-developed, and it's the strength and humanness of these characters that defines the book. The author brings you full force into their lives, past and present, and in doing so also catapults you into rural, small-town life. The book smoothly moves between the 1970s and present day, and with excellent dialogue, alternates between the voice of Larry and Silas. In summary, the book is complex and layered and will appeal to those who like character-driven novels. This is not only a beautiful story, but well-written as well. It's poignant and compelling with topics, characters, and descriptive detail that beg to be talked about. There are racial issues, moral issues, and family and friendship dynamics, but the stronger thread is really about the mindset of small towns and the difficulties of overcoming a bad reputation, regardless of its truth. Many of the characters' actions and non-action to situations and circumstances will also stay with you. Further reading. The Lock Artist by Steve Hamilton. Marked by tragedy, traumatized at the age of 8, Michael, now 18, is no ordinary young man. Besides not uttering a single word in 10 years, he discovers the one thing he can somehow do better than anyone else, whether it's a locked door without a key, a padlock with no combination, or even an 800-pound safe, he can open them all. It's an unforgivable talent, a talent that will make young Michael a hot commodity with the wrong people, and whether he likes it or not, push him ever close to a life of crime. Until he finally sees his chance to escape, and with one desperate gamble risks everything to come back home to the only person he ever loved, and to unlock the secret that has kept him silent for so long. Hell at the Breach by Tom Franklin. In 1897, an aspiring politician is mysteriously murdered in the rural area of Alabama known as Mitcham Beat. His outraged friends, mostly poor cotton farmers, form a secret society, Hell at the Breach, to punish the townspeople they believe responsible. The hooded members wage a bloody year-long campaign of terror that culminates in a massacre where the innocent suffer alongside the guilty. Caught in the maelstrom of the Mitcham War are four people: the aging sheriff, sympathetic to both sides; the widowed midwife who delivered nearly every member of Hell at the Breach; a ruthless detective who wages his own war against the gang; and a young store clerk who harbors a terrible secret. Based on incidents that occurred a few miles from the author's childhood home, Hell at the Breach chronicles the events of dark days that led the people involved to discover their capacity for good, evil, or for both.